President Trump is openly directing the Justice Department to go after his political adversaries. In recent days, Trump singled out a New York State official, also a California senator, and a former FBI director as targets for prosecution. That is adding to a sense of unease inside the department. As NPR's Carrie Johnson has been finding as she tracks this story. Hi, Carrie.
Hey there.
What does President Trump seem to want here?
The president posted on social media that he wants to see justice served. He wrote, quote, "We can't delay any longer. It's killing our reputation and credibility." And he mentioned former FBI Director Jim Comey, New York Attorney General Tish James, and Adam Schiff, the Democratic senator from California, all of them prominent Trump critics.
Yeah.
Trump posted a day after the top prosecutor in Virginia left his job under pressure. That federal prosecutor concluded he would not pursue criminal charges that Trump had wanted against Tish James. So Trump's installed a new lawyer, Lindsey Halligan. She has no experience as a prosecutor. Most recently, Trump asked her to remove what he calls improper ideology from the Smithsonian Museums.
How are these demands going down at the Justice Department?
Not so well. Traditionally, the DOJ has operated with a measure of independence from the White House. That is not happening now, and people inside Justice are afraid. Stacey Young used to work there. Now she runs a group to help Department of Justice employees called Justice Connection.
This attorney general sent a memo on day one that made it clear that Justice Department lawyers were the president's lawyers. And we are now seeing how that's playing out and how dangerous it is.
After all, Stacey Young says if the president's willing to fire a prosecutor for not pursuing his enemies, anybody at the Justice Department could get fired. And some lawyers have already quit because they're worried about crossing ethical lines and about how DOJ is being used as a weapon against Trump's enemies. But at the White House today, the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, said Trump was understandably frustrated with lawmakers and state officials who had investigated him. She said, "We're not going to tolerate gaslighting from anyone in the media or anyone on the other side who's trying to say that it's the president who's weaponizing the DOJ."
I'm thinking, Carrie, about the history here. This is not the first time the Justice Department has been found itself in a hard place. Is this different?
Well, yeah, it is, I think. Certainly in the Nixon years, public servants at DOJ really felt a squeeze between what President Nixon wanted and what the law required. But even Nixon was not so clear and open about what he wanted to happen like Trump is now. I reached out to Professor Steven Salzberg at George Washington University Law School for his take.
I think the president's announcement about what he wants his Department of Justice to do is so out of line with our history of promoting equal justice under law.
Salzberg says it looks like the Trump White House is insisting that career prosecutors use their power to make life hell for people who challenge Donald Trump, and on the other side of the coin, to drop investigations or pardon people who support the president, like the people who rioted at the Capitol 4 years ago.
Briefly, Carrie, what are the remaining outside checks on the Justice Department?
Now, there are grand juries and judges. We've seen some of them check the DOJ in terms of the federal occupation here in D.C. the last few months. Some of that atmosphere may carry over into other cases, as some of these targets of Trump make claims of selective or vindictive prosecution. We'll have to see how judges take those cases.
NPR's Carrie Johnson, thank you.
Thanks for having me.